This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not that we planned it or anything, but on the day last January, that is 2017, that President Trump formally pulled the United States out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we had called Keith Alverson. He's a corn and soybean farmer in Chester, South Dakota. We talked to him every now and then to see how he was feeling. We talked to him that day to see how he was feeling on what was then day four of the Trump administration. We got him back on the phone today, given, you know, news. Keith, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you.
So, look, it's been a year plus, I guess, since we chatted, a couple of months. How's business?
Well, you know, things have continued to decline. I think USDA is predicting about a little over an 8% reduction in net farm income. And so, you know, from the highs that we saw a handful of years ago, we're nearly a 50% decline in our net farm income level. And so, you know, depending upon the farm, things can be a little bit rocky out here in the countryside.
So let's talk about some of the big picture things that are affecting agriculture nowadays. Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind are the tariffs and the trade arrangements that the Trump administration is making. Let's think, first of all, about the China tariffs and some of the retaliatory tariffs that the Chinese are talking about. How's that impacting you? How's that affecting you?
One of the things that we've seen impacted is some of the steel prices. And case in point, I was in the market for a grain bin over the course of the winter.
Yeah.
I happened to lock it in, and my dealer called and said, boy, it's a good thing you locked it in, because after the steel tariffs went on, he saw prices increase anywhere from 5 to about 15%. So that's going to affect me, you know, as I continue to look at purchasing equipment and also the sales that he's able to make. And so those things can have quite drastic impacts.
Talk to me about big trade issues then now. NAFTA, there's rumors that, not rumors, the president said he wants to talk about getting back into the TPP, whether that happens or not. I imagine you would be in favor of more international trade, right? You send corn overseas and all of that.
Absolutely. Mexico is our number one export partner for corn. They've been a big importer of ethanol. And the income from trade has went fourfold to the American farmers since NAFTA was implemented. And so really want to see that preserved. We are excited about the prospect of getting back into TPP. You know, the last time you and I talked, I think it was shortly after they'd talked about pulling out or did. And it was really concerning to us because 95% of the consumers in the world are outside the U.S. borders. And so we're really after more markets, not fewer.
When you go down to the John Deere dealer or, you know, down to the central part of town and have a cup of coffee or whatever, what's the conversation in Chester, South Dakota? What are you guys talking about?
You know, I think there's some uneasiness. We come from the part of the country where there were a lot of supporters of President Trump. We thought he was supporting agriculture, supporting farmers, and now we have tariff talk and the retaliation. It's some uneasiness on where things are going and what exactly the end game is.
Keith Alverson, he's the sixth generation corn farmer, also grows soybeans, actually. He sits on the National Corn Growers Association Board of Directors, in point of fact. We got him in Chester, South Dakota. Keith, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Thanks, Kai.